Let's check out some example scenarios that employ using interval recording methods. Alice, the behavior analyst, arrives at Greenleaf Elementary School. She has a limited amount of time and decides to use interval recording to observe Jason, a preschooler who has recently been diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. Tracy, Jason's teacher, is concerned that he is not able to sit through circle time without getting up and leaving the circle time area. This is problematic because he will go over to the toy area of the classroom and disrupt circle time for the other children. Alice decides to observe Jason during the first circle time of the day. This circle time typically lasts for 20 minutes. Alice uses this 20-minute period as the observation period, which she breaks down into smaller 10-second intervals, that is, 0 to 9 seconds, 10 to 19 seconds, and so forth. More specifically, Alice will use a whole interval recording method. This is a behavior that we want to increase in duration, that is, being in seat during circle time. As Alice observes Jason, she only scores intervals in which Jason is sitting in seat the entire 10 seconds of the interval. After the 20-minute observation period, Alice now can graph the percentage of intervals in which Jason was sitting in seat during circle time. These data can continue to be collected to establish a baseline, and will continue to be tracked during the intervention phase to ensure the intervention is effective.